Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yesterday was the only day of the year that all four major sports, pro sports, were playing. And I watched two of those. I didn't turn on any basketball because the Celtics weren't playing and my son wasn't around. More importantly, my son wasn't around. And I didn't watch any hockey, but I did watch the Chiefs lose, although I didn't see the end. Push had to tell me what happened
game,
there.
Yeah. That was a great game.
Was it right at the end, right?
For a Thursday night.
Literally.
That was a great game.
Yeah, last seconds.
Well, I usually, somebody messed with your mic, plus. I usually boycott. Like Charlie Daniels, I usually boycott Thursday night football because I'm so tired.
I do that on Wednesday.
So tired. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Charlie Daniels boycotted Wednesday night football. And that crazy old coot is on Fox and Friends this morning. Boy, I'm guessing he's going to really hate Obama or something like that today. You know
way
he
to
is.
Put yourself on a limb there.
You know he is. You're going to come out there. Hey, what are you doing there, Obama guy? All right.
There weren't any seconds left, were there? Wasn't it in an untimed down?
The last play, yeah. Correct. Yes.
Untimed down. What kind of play was it?
Eight penalties and two touchdowns nullified. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. Then they had an untimed down on the last play because of a pass interference, and they put a little to the pylon and touchdown.
Crabtree.
And of course, the Cubs were mercy ruled by the Dodgers. They called it after 5.5.
Crazy. They just sent everybody home.
I said, now go home. You're done. You can't come back from this. I kept tuning it in just to see the Cub fans' depressed faces. And then I watching the Dodgers act like they're like at a movie. They're just kind of hanging out, talking all the time.
Smoking. Somebody was smoking on the side.
When you're up by 9 in Major League Baseball with the last two innings left, it's over. Yeah. It's just over. Yeah. What was the final? 9-1? Was that the final?
Like 11.
They got a couple more. Yeah.
Well, they were mercy rolled 10 rules. So 10 runs. That's
They ran the clock. The last four innings.
Dodgers are in the World Series for the first time since 98. So, excuse me, 88. And, of course, that's the year that Todd was in the walking to the parking lot when Kirk Gibson hit the home run. Because there's no way he was in there when that happened.
And he's not here to defend himself.
I know. That's why I'm saying
it. That's great.
That's why I'm saying it. I think he's flying back Saturday. I guess actually the other day.
Good.
He'll be here Monday, most likely. But, yeah, he was walking in the parking lot. I don't believe he was. For 1 second, he was in the stadium. And I've been saying that since I met him in 93. I've been going with that narrative since I met him, since 93. Because there's no reason to hang around for that game.
Yeah,
and then
over.
Gibson hits that home run. It's, you know, yeah,
I don't believe
you gotta
what
beat,
I just
You
got to
beat the crowd. You got to beat the crowd. You got to beat the crowd. I did that years ago. I left my wife and I. I wanted to beat the crowd out of Lincoln. And it was a Nebraska-Texas game. Uh-huh. Remember Texas blocked a field goal? Like 05? You were probably on the field, Petey.
Yeah, probably.
It was an 05. They blocked. I thought the Huskers were going to win this thing. I said, let's beat the crowd. And I had a Husker fan with me in the back seat, our old buddy Jeremy and his wife. Uh-huh. And we're driving home, and I have it on the radio. And like I said, he didn't care. He was kind of bumming. I said, I'm getting out of here. I said, I don't care who wins. Yeah. Looks like the Huskers going to win. Let's just get out of here, beat the crowd. We're in the car. And nobody's leaving that stadium. It's like me. I'm pulling out.
You got to get home to watch Penn State.
No, I went home. We just went to a bar.
Right?
But it was before. But on the way home, we pulled out. If everybody remembers this game, there's a blocked extra pointer field goal. And then Texas wins miracle. They just win. And we're driving in a car, and I'm going, I'm starting to laugh. I go, sorry, Jared. But they lost. Only they came back and won.
Yeah,
but it was the best.
Was it snowing a little bit during that game?
It was crappy day.
Is that the one I was thinking of?
Yeah. Okay. Husker fans got it burned in their brain. I know you had a lot of losses since 05, but this one really stunk. This one really burned. Please let me know what happened to that. I'm trying to remember.
Was there a fumble? I think it was a fumble.
Yeah, it was
late.
A fumble.
Terrence Nunn fumbled, I think.
The game's over, and they fumble, and Texas wins. Yeah. You know, of course, I was a big Longhorn fan.
It was snowing. If this is the same game, it was snowing. And one of the funniest things I'd ever heard happen on Tuesday, you know, these college athletes, they come from wherever. And one of the guys was from California, had a big game. And they asked him, you know, was that the first time you've ever seen snow?
Oh, the California guy.
And he was like, yeah, I always thought it came from the earth.
Oh, you told me that. That's college education.
College athletes.
Yeah.
Usually it runs from the
sky.
Yeah, like frost. He thought it like made it just grew from the ground up or something.
Well, you know what? Who's to say that's not how it happens? I don't know. Can you prove that?
Yeah.
Can you prove that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. In this day and age.
As it falls from the sky.
I think it was Todd. Did Todd tweet that little video last night? Or did you tweet that?
Okay, no, that must have been Todd.
Check out our Facebook, excuse me, our Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. There's a little video about people believing anything they see on the internet. And believe me, we see that all the time now, you know. I wouldn't doubt if that's true. No, it's not true. It's right there. It's not true. It just talks about people talking about something that's not true, and then they prove it's not true. And then the guy goes, I saw the internet, and he unfriends you. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Exactly. I don't know. Matt Taibbi's going to phone the program later on. Matt's got a new book. Great writer. Writes a lot of big pieces in Rolling Stone magazine. But he wrote, I Can't Breathe. Remember that the brother was choked out by the cops?
Eric Garner.
Yeah, kept saying, I can't breathe, and he killed him right there on camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
He wrote an investigative book about that, so that'll be
cool. No oppression in this
game. Not at all. Not at all.
Not in the past 100 years.
Everything's
not
fine.
In 100 years. Thank you, Mike Ditka, joining us this morning.
Yes.
And also comedian Drew Lynch later on. Tony's with us.
Ow!
LD's here. Petey Max early. Yeah. And Todd's still in Arizona, but I believe he's going to fly back on Saturday. Nowhere. I think his mom's still just... in the hospital. I think that's pretty much the deal, but he's going to have some time to come back. So I think he texted me. He did text me yesterday to say he was going to fly back. And what else going on, Craig, here? What else I'm looking at here? Oh, Cubs and Chiefs lost. That's a good deal. Mm-hmm. If you don't like either team, and that'd be me.
Right.
Yeah, you don't work with 9.5 Toad Luke, though.
Oh, he's a Raider fan. Yeah. You're not a Chief fan,
right?
You're
only 3-4.
You're a Bronco fan.
Yeah, but still.
No, but... his head doesn't be huge.
Oh, he's going to call in this morning. No, he is. Yeah.
He's so unused to it.
Yeah, that's true. That is exactly.
He doesn't know how to win.
Yeah, that's
act like you've been there.
Yeah.
No, not him.
It's perfect for Bronco fans, though. You know, because the Chiefs win, they extend their division lead, and the Raiders win instead, and they're still on.
That's right.
3-4.
You the Broncos.
Yeah. So you can live with that.
Yeah, right. We're fine with that. Yeah. Jack Del Rio screwed up. Luke,
is everybody's quarterback fine? That's all that matters.
Except Green Bay's.
I forgot about him.
You can't forget about him.
Forgot about him.
Dicks,
so,
all of you.
We do a local commercial, me and Todd do, on right before it shows up right before Right before the game on CBS in this town, because we own the CBS affiliate in Omaha. So there's a little spot right at the beginning. Hi, I'm Todd. I'm Tyler. And coming up and here are the games. Mm. And, of course, Todd couldn't be here to shoot it yesterday. So Craig stood in for Todd. Craig is just Todd, apparently, because I just say, hey, we're Todd and Tyler.
He did. I just let it slide. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
And it's what you wanted.
And I say something. Yeah.
Whatever.
I say
I'll
something about the game. Games coming up. And I mentioned a sponsor. And then it's you for then. That's usually Todd's line, but this is Craig's line. And normally would say, coming up next, and since the Vikings are playing here locally, it's coming up next, my Vikings take on, who is it? Oh, who are they playing? You don't remember what you said?
No, I've got no idea.
I'll ask you what you said. Let's just say, who are they playing, plus? I'm going to get the line right.
Ravens or something like that?
The Ravens, that's right. My Vikings take on the Ravens. No. Yeah, so he's supposed to say, my Vikings take on the Ravens. And how do you say it?
The stupid Vikings take on the Ravens.
I love how he calls them the stupid Vikings.
The stupid Ravens.
And then I come on and I give the second game. We just move on.
Like nothing happened.
And our boss says, you know, they're going to get calls about from Viking fans. It's a screw Viking fan.
It's a joke.
It's
a stupid Viking
fan. It's a joke.
Do we have to answer those calls? No.
No, TD no, will.
That's fine.
It's too bad you didn't get the Favre jersey. You couldn't wear the Favre jersey.
I tried to, but that didn't work out.
And the snowflakes aren't like Trump snowflakes, because I'll tell you about more of that off the air.
Yeah.
Snowflakes always check it in. Tyler's mean.
Tyler is mean.
I know. I'm trying not to be mean either.
We've known
bending
that for years.
Feelers all over the empire.
I'm just mean to Trumpers. And they call. Yeah. Little snowflakes. And snow comes up from the ground too, Trumpers. That's where it comes out.
Yeah, it does.
We didn't come here to play school.
It just does.
All right. Quick break. More news. News with Craig coming up. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.